of the AFL season for the Philadelphia Soul as they fall to the Albany Empire in Arena Bowl 32, but a successful season as they make it to the Arena Bowl 3 out of 4 years. Great call by Joe Torti, as always. Thanks to Josh Rabick, who was my audio engineer and now is serving as this show's producer and co-host as well. 610-632-0975. I am Tyler Zuli, taking you up until midnight here on 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. So, my friends, I had a full show planned out. And we can still get into that show in a little bit if time allows and you guys want to get into it. We had a full show planned out to discuss the Eagles quarterback room and the situation that has surrounded Nate Sudfeld after the injury that happened on Thursday night of the preseason. And again, we can still get into that if time allows and you guys want to get into it. Because I never thought I'd be in a situation that would let me talk about this particular topic. And I think you probably know what that topic is. We'll get into it in a little bit. But right now, everybody listening, I feel like I've hopped in a time machine. And I feel like I've just been transported back to this time last Sunday. And Josh, you can correct me because you were with me last Sunday. We're going to say the same things that we said last Sunday. I feel like I need to bang my head against the wall watching this pathetic excuse for a Major League Baseball team lose 3 out of 4 to the San Francisco Giants. I didn't really expect to come and yell. I really didn't. I thought that this was going to be a conversation. I thought we were going to talk Eagles quarterbacks. But instead, they lose 9-6. They drop 3 of 4. They've now lost, what is it, after losing 2 of 3 in Arizona, they've lost 5 of their last 6 games. They haven't won a series since, let's date this, they haven't won a series since they won the Giants series a week and a half ago. And my goodness, do I have an issue with you, Mr. Let's Open It Up in Chat? Mr. What do you guys want to talk about? Mr. I'm in better shape than my players. Mr. Gabe Kapler. What are you thinking? This whole analytical trend that has taken over baseball over the last couple of years, I'm for it. I am. I'm an old school baseball guy, but I understand that you either adapt or die. That's how everything works, and sports are no exception. But you cannot live and breathe off of a computer. Computers don't have eyeballs. You know what has eyeballs? Managers. Managers who look at their bullpen and go, it's been decimated because we don't get guys to go 6 or 7 innings anymore, especially on a night where Jake Arrieta has to start, because you know he's only giving you 5. Serious, serious concerns for what Gabe Kapler just did after Jose Alvarez, who, by the way, has not given up a run since June 28th, comes in, gives up a leadoff base runner, then gets 2 outs, and the computers crunch the numbers, beep, boop, beep, boop, comes out Nick Pivetta. What are you doing? I have to laugh. I have to laugh, Josh, and you're looking at me like I'm about to burn a town down. I have to laugh because I might cry, because I'm so frustrated with this baseball team. And I am so frustrated with this manager who we've given over 200 games now, well over 200 games, to get this thing right. And he has not. And last week, I called for accountability. And all I wanted was accountability, and I didn't want, well, I take the positives. I didn't want things look great. I didn't want, well, he had a really good at bat. I just wanted accountability for as to why you lost a series to the Chicago White Sox. And now I want accountability as to why you lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks and why you lose 3 out of 4 to the San Francisco Giants. because you're now 60 and 58 on a night where the New York Mets lost for the first time in 17 weeks because they had won 14 out of 15. You had a chance to gain a game on the Mets and you didn't do it. You had a chance to gain a game in the wild card and you didn't do it. You're now, what is it, a game and a half out of the wild card standings? That doesn't work. That doesn't work for me. If this team was last year's team, we would be okay. Because last year's team had very little talent. And last year's team outplayed the expectations. But this year's team has talent. This year's team has superstars. This year's team has a moron for a manager. So 610-632-0975. Last week I did Are You Done With The Team? And I'm still out. I want the team to win. I mean, that would be stupid to say I don't want them to win. But I'm out on the fact that I'm not going to pour my heart and soul into this team anymore. I just simply cannot do it. This week, I'm specifically singling out the manager, Gabe Kapler. Because I don't care what number crunching you do and what nerds you have in the stat department to tell you that Nick Pivetta was the right move. I'm going to tell you with my eyes that Nick Pivetta wasn't the right move. 610-632-0975. I need you guys to do me a favor. One of two things tonight. I either need you to amp my intensity up even more and tell me that I'm right and this guy stinks, or walk me back down a couple of pegs. Tell me it's okay. Because I need one of the two. Because if you want me to fully blow a gasket, I can do that. And it's going to be a really, really loud hour in 15 minutes. And if you can calm me back down, we can talk about this. We can open it up in chat. And maybe we can get into some Eagles talk. 610-632-0975. Let's start things out on the phone. Nick in Stroudsburg. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Tyler. How are you doing tonight?
Nick, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing not so good. So I watched the entire Phillies game. And let me get this straight. I've been watching the entire Phillies games for the past week. I've been staying up to 1 in the morning to watch this pathetic squad try and play the Diamondbacks and the Giants. And what have they resulted in? My 1 a.m. sleep schedule being deprived and just loss after loss. And now it's Jake Arrieta tonight. Please, Tyler, tell me why Jake Arrieta is so bad when he was so good for the Cubs. And why is Bryce Harper leading off when he hasn't been leading off all year? What is Kapler thinking?
So I think you have 3 points there. So your first point is 100% correct because you have given up sleep. You've given up your time. And I bet you you've probably woken up for work the next day groggy and disappointed because you got 2 wins in 7 games. So I 100% agree with you on that one. With Jake Arrieta still pitching, even with the bone spurs, the reason that Arrieta's still in there is because even bone spur Arrieta, it's probably still better than anything else that you could muster. I mean, Cole Irvin hasn't provided you anything, and I don't know if they want to move Eflin or Pivetta back to the rotation at this point. Your third point is Bryce Harper leading off. The reason that Bryce Harper's leading off is probably due to the fact that he's been on base 8 of his last 15 plate appearances since he started in the leadoff spot. And I don't think this team has any other options.
That's no, really he's good. Don't get me wrong at all. Bryce Harper has been great for the Phillies. He hasn't been as bad as people have been saying. And I don't even mind him in the leadoff spot. But just why now? Like, why do you send Michael Franco down at the absolute worst time? Why do you demote Adam Haseley when he's been hitting, then call him up a day later? Everything that Kapler has been doing since the day he started, when he debacled that first ever game as a Phillies head coach, why has he been so bad to this point?
You know what, Nick? I wish I had answers for you. I really do, because I'm out of answers, and more importantly, am I out of answers? I'm out of excuses. I don't have anything left for this team other than the fact that accountability needs to be taken, and the accountability needs to be somebody probably losing their job. Nick, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you very much. By the way, Nick that just called in, he wouldn't tell you, but I will. An old friend of mine back in my college days, he and I used to do a radio show on our college station back in the old days. We were co-hosted. We had a lot of heated debates. He and I did not usually agree on things, and he was much more of an optimist than me. So to get him to this point, this team has really, really screwed up. Just take a look around the landscape of the National League. Because, of course, you have the Braves winning the division. They're going to win the division. They're 6.5 up on Washington. They're 20 games over 500. You have the L.A. Dodgers, who are almost 20 games up of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're going to be one of the first teams to 80 wins. And then it's a hodgepodge of mediocre teams. Is there a single team of these that I'm about to list that you could go, yep, they're 100% a World Series contender? The Washington Nationals, the New York Mets, you've got the Phillies, of course, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks, and the Giants. That is 8 teams who are within, what, 2 games of a wild card berth? 3 games of a wild card berth? Okay, so the San Francisco Giants now with winning 3 games back. They're 8th of that list. Josh, do any of those teams make you go, that team right there, I could ride that team to a wild card berth and eventually to a World Series contention?
I will say, with the way the Mets have been playing of late, I can at least picture their ceiling being somewhere there where they maybe have to spend one of the top guys in there rotation, even though DeGrom lost today, maybe a DeGrom there, and then you're able to follow it up with more in your rotation afterwards, whereas the Phillies, we just have Nola and then a bunch of fives.
Well, and that's the thing, is if they find a way to get to the wild card, and all season I've said, get there, and things can happen. But the problem is, we were sold this bill that Pivetta might be a 2. And even if Pivetta was cautiously a 3... you have Pivetta and Arrieta who could hold firm and hold serve until Nola could pitch game 3. But even at this point, if Aaron Nola wins you a wild card game, you're going to go to LA and you're going to face Hyunjin Ryu and you're going to face Walker Buehler and you're going to come home down 2 games to none with Jason Vargas on the mound. I can't do it. I cannot bring myself to finding that acceptable anymore. I'm a playoff or bust kind of guy. I'm also a trade prospect for proven kind of guy. You know that. You understand. We've talked about this many of times. But the fact that you went and did nothing at the deadline other than moderately improve your pitching staff, which, by the way, if you get Jason Vargas when you have 3 legitimate arms and he's your 4, that's great. But you got Jason Vargas, and he's immediately your 2. Drew Smyly, I say this every time I'm on the air, he pitched for the San Antonio Missions this year. I don't have any excuses. I don't have any answers, and I don't have anything that I find to be acceptable at this point. Let's go back to the phones. TC in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, TC? TC, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
What's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, man?
What are your thoughts on this Phillies team at this point?
Man, my thoughts on this Phillies team at this point, I just think, you know, because I heard you said that you felt like you wanted to blow a gasket, and I kind of like called and was like, you know, let me calm him down a little bit.
I could use it, TC. I could really use it.
Okay. Listen, man, from the start of the whole season, man, we already knew what we had from the jump. We knew once we signed Bryce Harper, blah blah blah. We knew once we didn't sign Craig Kimball, and when we knew once we didn't sign, I can't think of the pitcher's name.
Dallas Keuchel.
Okay, Keuchel.
Yeah.
Okay, so we knew once we didn't sign no pitchers, we already knew like where we was at. Yeah, you know what happened? They got us on a high the whole time, like while they were going, and they were like, you know, first in the NL East, and you know they were going April and May. Yeah, they were, but you see, they just kind of calmed down because everybody figured them out, and everybody figured all the pitchers out, and was like, oh, you don't really have nobody. And first of all, Aaron Nola, he's not dealing like he's like a Cy Young, but we knew that with Aaron Nola. At the same time, we knew you know, he's like a slow ball pitcher. So, you know, we know that. We already knew that. All right. So I let me just say that. And about the same, okay, and I'm going to say the same thing about the Phillies. The Eagles quarterback.
Go ahead.
Same exact thing. We already knew what we had from the jump. We knew, like, how we already knew this. So obviously, either, I don't think Howie knows anything. So I think at this point, it's just like Carson Wentz is going to get thrown to the Wolves, but we got to hope he stays this healthy. But why are we thinking about like that? We got Carson Wentz right now. And why are we even thinking about that? We got a nice offensive line. We got that. The Sixers finally did what the Sixers were supposed to do. So people just calm down.
TC, yeah. I appreciate the phone call, my friend. Thank you for calling in all the way from Florida. I can't calm down on the Eagles' backup quarterback situation because for two seasons, the Eagles had what many would consider probably the best backup quarterback in the NFL, because there's really only about five or six that you could serviceably say, if push came to shove, this guy could start for weeks. And Nick Foles was one of them. And Nate Sudfeld's not one of them. And that's a conversation we'll get to on the other side. 610-632-0975. Just to address his comment real quick that Nola is not pitching like an ace. I would say a 3.67 ERA is not pitching like an ace. But since the middle of May, since probably the beginning of June, Aaron Nola's ERA has significantly decreased, substantially decreased. And in fact, before we head to break, I'm going to take a look at this game log real quick because I think that Aaron Nola probably has pitched like an ace over the course of the last 3 months. His ERA entering May was 5.06. His ERA entering August was 3.60. That is a 1.4 runs per game or ERA deflation over what's really 15 starts. That's tough to do. If Nola's pitched the way he has all season, he's probably down to 2.9 or 3.0, and he might be in the contest for NL Cy Young. 610-632-0975. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we will get into this Eagles backup quarterback situation. We know the name that we're going to talk about. We're going to do it, and we're going to go right after it. Tyler Zuli, Josh Rabick, right here until midnight, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast.
It's based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. While supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
It's time for some straight talk. School's starting, so I'm going to drop some phone knowledge on you. You're paying way too much for wireless. Switch to Straight Talk and get the same 4G LTE networks the big guys offer for up to half the cost. Get the unlimited plan, just $45 a month with the first 25 gigs at high speeds, then 2G. No contract, plus $200 off the latest Samsung Galaxy S9. Knowledge dropped, class dismissed. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
It's 5:30 a.m., and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
The Reading Fighting Phils are the proud AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies and play in nearby Reading, PA. A trip to Reading's nostalgic ballpark to see the R Phils play is like a trip back in time. Tickets start at $5 and parking is free. Sunday, August 18th is Charlie Manuel Day at the R Phils. Adults receive a Charlie Manuel World Series champion bobblehead and Charlie will sign free autographs. For tickets, call 610-370-BALL or online at rphils.com. Philly Stars of tomorrow playing Reading today.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Just a little past 11 o'clock here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday evening. Tyler Zuli with you until midnight. Josh Rabick producing the show and serving as co-host today. Just a reminder that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, and Atlantic City. Online at yourmercedes.com. Having a lot of really good interaction on Twitter about this Gabe Kapler thing. I understand that it was a heated first 15 minutes. I get that. I was pretty, pretty upset when I came out and turned the mic on after the Soul lost the Arena Bowl, Arena Bowl 32.
This game is nuts!
Did you pull that from the game? The one that happened today? That's unreal, Josh. You know, I don't care what Pat Egan says about your drops. That's fantastic. That's great work by you.
I'm still salty about his insults about my drops.
Yeah, it was kind of mean. Pat's a mean guy, though.
Make fun of my family, don't make fun of my drops.
Anyway, let's take a look at Twitter real quick. Colin Berger tweets in, did analytics tell him to take Alvarez out there? Two outs on 10 pitches, and you take the guy out. And a gif of Michael Scott saying, I understand nothing. Colin, man, I don't know. Listen, this is what I've been telling people. I don't know what to tell you anymore. I really have run out of answers and, more importantly, run out of excuses for this team. I don't have them anymore. There's not an analytics or a computer or a robot or some nerd with a Stanford degree in analytical whatever to tell me that that worked out otherwise. It was a horrible decision. Now, I get one from Kyle Mellon 13 says, what about the 15 left on base? Very valid point. They stranded the bases loaded twice late in the game. That's not Gabe Kapler's fault. That's the offense's fault. That's the inconsistency's fault of this team to get them to the point where when you have runners or you have bases loaded and one out and JT Realmuto strikes out and Scott Kingery pops up to end the inning. That gets you out of the inning. Next inning, bases loaded, two outs. Rhys Hoskins up, who, by the way, Rhys Hoskins, you're on thin ice, buddy. 188 since the All-Star break with four home runs and 10 RBIs in 29 games. That come courtesy of our friend Rob Motti. That's not acceptable. Not acceptable for a four-hole hitter. Got a tweet here from Mike with a bunch of numbers. They say the Phillies owners listen to the fan base. That's why Harper is here. That's correct. Well, then fire Kapler along with the coaches. And don't forget the GM. Mike, I think that's fair. I think that's fair play at this point, that if they listen to us to bring Harper in, they should listen to us to exile Kapler. I think that that's totally fair. Meet Joe Black says, I was done 2 weeks ago when Atlanta killed them. I didn't mind Kapler staying until the wheels started wobbling. Now they're off. They as a team don't respect him or want to play for him, and it shows. They don't trust him as a leader. And here's another, finally a good one, hashtag fire Gabe. Simple to the point, and I 100% agree. We'll keep talking about this Phillies debacle. That'll be part of the show for the rest of the night until midnight. But I also want to get into the conversation that I was going to start the show with. And it centers around the fact that Nate Sudfeld has a broken wrist on his non-throwing hand. And I'm concerned for the remainder of the preseason. And I'm concerned for the first couple of weeks. Listen, guys, Peyton Manning is not the Eagles quarterback. Brett Favre is not the Eagles quarterback. Tom Brady is not the Eagles quarterback. Carson Wentz is physically gifted. Carson Wentz is immensely talented. Carson Wentz put together an MVP caliber season and would have been the MVP had he played 16 games. Carson Wentz has also only finished one of three NFL seasons. Therefore, the Eagles need investment in the backup quarterback position. And I know that this topic has generated angst on both sides of the argument. But Nate Sudfeld, while he's been in the organization for 3 years, does not say to me, if Carson Wentz goes down for multiple weeks, I trust Nate Sudfeld. Neither does Clayton Thorson, neither does Cody Kessler. And now this name that I'm about to give you, and you know what name it is, I don't know if he can still play football.
Who?
I will preface it right now by saying I have no clue if he is still an NFL quarterback. It's been 3 years since he's put on a uniform and played in the NFL. But if you could give me three preseason games to determine if you are an NFL quarterback, all I care about at the end of the day is winning football games. And ideally, Carson Wentz plays 16 games and Colin Kaepernick never steps out on the field. Not once. Other than mop-up duty and when the Eagles have already locked up the one seed and he plays a majority of week 17. Other than that, ideally, the Eagles have Carson Wentz as their quarterback every single game. But out of a list of available backup quarterbacks, if needed, here's just a quick rundown. Colin Kaepernick, Geno Smith, Josh Johnson, Brock Osweiler, Brandon Whedon, Landry Jones, Sam Bradford, retired Josh McCown, retired Mark Sanchez. None of them, and I mean none of them, will win you a football game. And Colin Kaepernick may be in the same exact boat. He may be a washed up, has been quarterback that his best days are behind him, and he's never going to be a legitimate NFL quarterback again. But if he has kept himself in as good a football shape as he says, all I care about is winning football games. And if you were to give me that list of quarterbacks and add Colin Kaepernick to the list, and he can still play, he's the only one on that list of the non-retired quarterbacks, because I think that Josh McCown can play still. He's the only one on that list that I would trust to win you a football game if you had to. I'm not saying the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders with Colin Kaepernick. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to be Super Bowl contenders with any backup quarterback. Unless his name's Jacoby Brissett at this point. And Nick Foles prior to that. But I have zero confidence in Cody Kessler. And I have negative confidence in Clayton Thorson. I'd at least have medium confidence in Colin Kaepernick if he could still prove to me that he could play the NFL quarterback position and was willing to be a backup quarterback. I don't know what that will do for Carson Wentz, but I am sure that Colin Kaepernick is a better option at the backup quarterback spot than almost everybody I listed on that list. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Mike in Langhorne next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Ty?
How are you, man?
So, you know, I'm kind of on the fence. I do think Kaepernick probably should have been back in the league by now. And I'm one of those people that don't agree with the kneeling. Frankly, I think the whole thing, though, by now, after a couple of years, is tired on both sides. People don't care anymore. You can kneel. You could not want them to kneel. Nobody cares. Just play football. But to bring Kaepernick in at this point, we've reveled this offseason that the Dallas Cowboys are having so much drama, and the Eagles have no drama. No major injuries, drama-free. We're looking real good. To bring him in now, when he's you know, only going to be a backup. He's not going to compete for a starting spot. It's not worth the drama that it's going to bring, because it immediately makes the Eagles a media circus nationally. Not only just because of Kaepernick, but then what happens if, let's say, he makes the team, and then he continues to decide he's going to want to kneel. That whole conversation comes back around. It's just not worth the distraction that it's going to bring for a guy who's not going to start you any games. I don't care. I mean, let's be honest. Do I think he's probably better than Sudfeld? Probably a little bit, but the guy's never going to see the field unless Carson Wentz gets hurt. So,
which he has a propensity to do. I think that that's fair to say at this point.
He does, but I mean, why bring in that? I'll tell you right now, if Wentz was down right now, I would say, yeah, bring him in, because you know what? We got to throw the Hail Mary at that point. But Wentz isn't hurt right now. I don't think bringing in that level of distraction to around this team is worth it. And honestly, I don't know. I mean, he's, you know, a guy can say I'm in the best shape of my career, but let's be honest, like, I'm pretty sure he's not playing every day.
Right, and that's the thing. He may not be, but I'd like to see what he can. You know what I mean? If there's a trial basis of some kind to put him on a field. Because here's the thing to me. If the people that say it's strictly a football decision, which there are arguments now that he's been out of the league for 3 years. If the people that say it's strictly a football decision don't want him on the roster, wouldn't the best thing for them to be have him come play preseason football, stink,
have a great, you know, great showing, then that pretty much ends the conversation of, hey, we need Cap, you know, Kaepernick should be back in the league. I just don't know the way that the offseason is going, you'd want to bring, because even for these last preseason games, he would make the roster. I mean, I have no doubt that he would probably make the roster. Do we need that distraction week one when you're starting to win games? If he decides whether or not, you know, you support his right or don't support his right to kneel, do we need the distraction around the team? It's just something that I don't think we need at this point. Let some other team that's not, you know, probably going to be a Super Bowl contender take a flyer on it and needs a quarterback.
Mike, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks. We're just running up a little bit long on that call. I appreciate it. Listen, I think that if it's football argument, I get it. I also think that there is media that's going to surround him regardless of who he signs with. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I 100% believe that if there was a team that could survive media storms that will come, it's the Philadelphia Eagles, because they are the closest football team I've ever seen in terms of solidarity, in terms of supporting their brothers, in terms of everybody working for one common goal. And let's not forget, one of the premier advocates for what Colin Kaepernick is standing for is safety Malcolm Jenkins. And we love Malcolm Jenkins here. So what is the difference? Josh, maybe you can help me. What's the difference between Malcolm Jenkins putting the fist in the air and Colin Kaepernick kneeling on the field? Because I see none. I think they're both merited. And the argument of this should not be the time or place, I think it's the perfect time and place. Because you are an important person on an important platform seen by millions of people.
Morally, there's no difference. I mean, as far as like a moral ground, they're both at the same point. And it's just fans that look at football and say, well, Malcolm's better at his position than Colin is at his. That's really all it came down to.
So it really is a football decision then. So what you're telling me is, let's play hypothetical. Colin Kaepernick, Carson Wentz was Colin Kaepernick. And Carson Wentz comes off an MVP season and then says, I take issue with this, this, and this. I'm going to kneel for the national anthem. Would people in Philadelphia be okay with it? Because he's Carson Wentz?
And we're still saying Carson Wentz is a white male as well?
Just hypothetically. I don't even take the racial thing out of it. Just if that were to happen.
Yeah, as far as his play goes, yeah, people tolerated that a lot more. And when Colin Kaepernick was looked at as a low-end starter to high-end backup, yeah, people didn't tolerate it anymore.
Well, and let's change the sport. Because we love this guy, and we think he's the funniest guy in the world. What if Joel Embiid started doing it? And Joel Embiid still continued to produce 27, 15, and 10 a night, or whatever it is. Would people have an issue then? I doubt it. It's time. It's place, it's person. The people that don't want him strictly for the kneeling thing, I need to ask, is that moral belief so strong that you don't want the Eagles to be in the best position to win a football game? And like I said, listen, there's no backup quarterback in this league other than Jacoby Brissett and maybe some of the younger guys who might be able to surprise you. That if you're going to say you need your backup for 6 weeks, I don't trust anybody. That's why they're backups. The Eagles got really lucky with a resurgent Nick Foles. He was done. We all know the story about how he wanted to quit football after St. Louis. They got really lucky. Those guys don't grow on trees. If they did, they'd be starting quarterbacks. So I understand that you're not going to get a starting caliber quarterback in Colin Kaepernick. But what I do need to get people to wrap their heads around, I think you would get a legitimate backup quarterback because I don't know how good Nate Sudfeld is. If you want to tell me that you don't know how good Colin Kaepernick is, I don't know how good Nate Sudfeld is. I think that the two equate. I really do. Let's go back to the phones. Eric in Conshohocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Good. So, yeah, that was a great point. I was actually going to make that point. When can Sudfeld become Joe Montana?
That's a great question.
I mean, I don't know if he can even play, right? I mean, Kaepernick, and that was a while ago. It was a while ago. But he went to a Super Bowl, almost won a Super Bowl. And if you recall, the next year went back to the NFC Championship game. So why not take a look at him? I mean, he hasn't played in a few years, but he obviously had the skill set to be at one time a high level quarterback in this league. So why not take a look at him?
Right, and that's the thing is, and again, Eric, it comes down to if he can't play, then he doesn't make the team. And that's fine. And if you can justify objectively saying, listen, we gave the guy a shot. He's not any good anymore. He can't play. His best years are behind him. We cut him because we think Nate Sudfeld's better when he comes back from injury. I have no issue with that.
Yeah. And you know what? Aside from Kaepernick, if Sudfeld's your backup, and we know how, you know, unfortunately Wentz is injury prone, if Sudfeld's your backup, I mean, that's not good, right?
Right. Well, that's the thing is I don't know if he can play. He might be able to. He may be a good backup, but we really don't know.
Yeah, and if he has to play some meaningful football games, we could be in trouble down the stretch. because, you know, one or two games can cost you home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, and you saw how important it was 2 years ago when the Eagles ran through everybody. No one was coming into the link to beat that team that year. But you see, the next year, the Eagles have to go to the Superdome, where we thought nobody was going to beat the Saints, and probably wouldn't have if that pass interference gets called.
Right.
Home field advantage is so important in the NFL.
You know what? Besides Kaepernick, who's out there? Like, you want a 40-year-old Josh McCown?
Who, by the way, took a job at ESPN, so he's not thinking about football right now.
Right. So who else is out there?
I mean, it's a scrap heap. It's bad. I mentioned it earlier. Eric, I appreciate the phone call. I'll read that list to you again, Eric, for you. The list that I have, outside of Kaepernick and McCown, Geno Smith, a retired Mark Sanchez, Josh Johnson, who, by the way, up until getting signed by the Washington Redskins with 6 weeks left in the regular season, was set to be the San Diego Fleet's quarterback. You guys remember the AAF? The one that lasted like 48 minutes? Yeah, he was their starting quarterback, and then he became the Redskins' starting quarterback, and by the way, he was awful. Brock Osweiler, Brandon Whedon, Trayvon Boykin. If anybody could tell me where Trayvon Boykin went to school, I'd be thoroughly impressed. Landry Jones, and I am not walking back down the road of Sam Bradford. Josh, I'll start you before I start Sam Bradford at quarterback. I don't know. You might be able to play football. I don't know. But I'd start you before I'd start Sam Bradford. 610-632-0975. We're having the conversation. It was supposed to be the show to start the show, and I had to get on a little bit of a Gabe Kapler tirade. That's kind of died out. So we're having the conversation of the Eagles' backup quarterback situation because it's an important one. Because of the fact of who your quarterback is and how the fact that I know we're all very shy to admit that Gabe Kapler, that Carson Wentz is an injury-prone quarterback. But the case is, he is. He's only played through one full season. It's a freak injury, I get it, but he's broken his ribs, he's messed up his back, and he's torn his ACL in 3 years. That's concerning to me. So you need to have a backup quarterback of value to give you spot starts and to give you time when Carson Wentz can't go. This also adds to the fact that your left tackle is always missing time, and your backup left tackle is a first-round drafted rookie who is really good in pass protection because Washington State passed the ball 70 times a game. But I don't know if he can run block. I don't know if he can weak side block against DeMarcus Ware or against Von Miller. It's worrisome, and all of these things, they add up. It's snowball, snowball, snowball until you've got this massive snowball that you cannot control anymore. By the way, my friends, I got to tell you about Burger Brawl. It's back. It's presented by Jim Beam. We've got a new date. It's Sunday, September 15th. Also a new location, the Philadelphia Navy Yard. You'll get a chance to enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, you'll have a chance at an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black. I'm in. I'm already in with Jim Beam. It's inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase your tickets, you can go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com. Iliano, I'm going to hold you off until the other side of the break just so I can give you all of your time to discuss this Colin Kaepernick situation. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick and Nate Sudfeld comparably. Does Colin Kaepernick fit on the Eagles? And quite honestly, is this the right team to handle it? I think it is. I think that this is the perfect team to take on Colin Kaepernick and the media attention that is, of course, going to come. But I think this team can do it, and I think this team can do it successfully. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli here. Josh Rabick on the other side of the glass. He's producing and co-hosting. We're taking you till midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine. making Everfresh Juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try Pineapple Juice Cocktail, Peach Lemonade, Premium Papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% Strawberry Watermelon and Paradise Punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
We're paying top dollar for your scrap. Armor Metals and Recycling wants all your metals, wires, engines, car parts, and more. Whether it's left over at the job site or left out at the curb, if it's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features tractor-trailer accessibility and 2 docks for unloading pallets, a 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we pay top dollar for catalytic converters. We make it convenient with our mobile service. If you have over 500 pounds of non-ferrous materials, we will load it, weigh it, pay it right at your site. Load up your truck and get paid cash now. Brass, copper, steel, cables, appliances, computers, and batteries, cast iron, and more. We have you covered. Call us today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School. Or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine, making Everfresh juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try Pineapple Juice Cocktail, Peach Lemonade, Premium Papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% Strawberry Watermelon and Paradise Punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
We're paying top dollar for your scrap. Armor Metals and Recycling wants all your metals, wires, engines, car parts, and more. Whether it's left over at the job site or left out at the curb, if it's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features tractor-trailer accessibility and 2 docks for unloading pallets, a 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we pay top dollar for catalytic converters. We make it convenient with our mobile service. If you have over 500 pounds of non-ferrous materials, we will load it, weigh it, pay it right at your site. Load up your truck and get paid cash now. Brass, copper, steel, cables, appliances, computers, and batteries, cast iron, and more. We have you covered. Call us today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School. Or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Sports Talk for North Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Got about a half an hour left until we turn things off for about 5 hours. The Fanatic at 5 comes your way at 5 a.m. tomorrow. I'm sure that Jamie and Bob will have just about the same reaction that I did after this Gabe Kapler debacle. 610-632-0975. Thanks for hanging out with me until midnight. I am Tyler Zoli, Josh Rabick producing the show and co-hosting as well. Josh, you've been here pretty much all day, so yeoman's work by you. Well done. Keep working hard, my friend. Well done, and you're gonna enjoy sleeping tonight. I can tell you that. I also have to tell you that FanFest is back. It's exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You guys know it's Saturday, August 24th. It's coming up quickly. 13 days. This time in 2 weeks, FanFest will have happened. We're going to have a ton of fun at Xfinity Live. It's at Xfinity Live. It's 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 24th. Tickets are free, but you do have to win a ticket to get in. You can go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of events and FanFest features. Just added. You guys know this is like the coolest thing in the world. 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3, the answer, Allen Iverson. AI appearing, of course, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. And we announced this one this past week. Philadelphia 76er, current 76er, Tobias Harris. He is courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro by T-Mobile now and take advantage of the best deal in wireless only at Metro. So, just what we've announced over the last 2 weeks, AI, Tobias Harris, and by the way, there's rumors that we might have something else up our sleeve. Top secret, of course. I don't know it. Josh doesn't know it. The higher-ups are doing a great job of getting all of this together. This is going to be the best fan fest yet. It'll be my third one, and I can't wait for August 24th. So we're talking about Colin Kaepernick. We're talking about the Eagles quarterback situation. Josh, we have a cut from Doug Peterson from earlier, I believe it was yesterday. And what Doug Peterson talked about is the quarterback room. And Doug Peterson, of course, is going to say these things, and he's going to back up his quarterbacks. But this is what Doug Peterson had to say about Cody Kessler and Clayton Thorson.
There's really not a lot to be said about the quarterback position. We're very comfortable with the two we have. They're going to get a lot of work now in these next several weeks, obviously, in practice. And it's like any other position on our football team. If we see the need to add depth and value, we will. But at this time, we're confident with the guys we have and moving forward.
No, Doug, it's not like any other position on this football team. Because believe me, we watched it happen last year. You brought in 7 different guys to play the cornerback position, and for the most part, they held up. A couple of bad games, the first Saints game, not good. They found their stride towards the end. They played great against Houston. They played great against Chicago in the playoffs. I thought they were pretty good against New Orleans in the playoff game, to be honest. So no, the cornerback position is not like any other position. You can find guys to play corner. You can find guys to be your edge rushers, which is why I'm not concerned about the D-line like some people are. I think you could plug and place Josh Sweat. You can plug and place Timmy Jernigan again. Things are going to be okay there. If you lose Carson Wentz, the season is over. But it may not be totally over if you get a guy that you're confident in as your backup quarterback, as you were with Nick Foles for the last 2 seasons. And I don't know if Colin Kaepernick can play. I don't. We've prefaced that and said it 100 times. He hasn't played in 3 years. But if he can, if he has any shred of ability left, is he not better than Cody Kessler and Clayton Thorson? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Iliano and Yardley. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty sure Trayvon Boykin went to TCU.
That is a fantastic pull by you, Iliano. Well done.
Thank you. But, no, listen, from about this Colin Kaepernick thing, I'm not a political person at all. In fact, I kind of hate politics. And any time it gets mixed in with sports, I just get annoyed by it. So, and for that reason, I don't want the backup quarterback to get more attention than Carson Wentz, because that's what Carson Wentz had to go through these past 2 years. And as a quarterback, you don't want your backup to get more attention than you. You're the star. You should get all the praise, all the love. And bringing a guy like Kaepernick, who, even in Chip Kelly's system, where your stats get like inflated, he wasn't even that good. Like Chip Kelly didn't even want Colin Kaepernick, and Kaepernick seems like a good fit in that type of offense. And like you mentioned earlier, and like a lot of callers have mentioned already, he hasn't played in 3 years.
Why? I just don't understand why his name continues to be brought up. And we don't bring up Brett Favre, and he hasn't played in a long time. I understand the
well, there's an age difference.
There's an age difference. But, I mean, I don't know how old Colin Kaepernick is, but he's definitely, what, 33 at least?
So the last time he played was in 2016. He was 29, so you figure 3 years. Yeah, he's 32.
Okay. No, I'm not. His style is being mobile. How mobile is he at 32 years old without playing in the NFL for 3 years?
Well, and that's the thing. That's the question is, can he actually play football still? If it comes down to an objective football decision and the answer is no, then I'll live with it and I'll move on.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that, but I feel like if it was any other player, a player that hasn't played in 3 years, and it wasn't a guy who had this political stuff that's going on, nobody would even bring up Colin Kaepernick. But I think as a society, we all feel bad for Colin Kaepernick that he got blackballed by the league. I'm pretty sure that he did. So every time a backup quarterback is needed from some team, his name gets thrown in the pile. I don't understand why. It just doesn't make any sense. He's not a good player anymore from what we last saw. And honestly, why wouldn't any team want to bring that attention to their team, especially in the quarterback room, the most important room on any team, in any sport?
Iliano, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I agree with you that the quarterback room is very structured, and it's very, very upsetting when things get thrown off in the quarterback room. Here's the thing. You mentioned every time that a backup quarterback is needed on a team that his name gets brought up. Here's the reason as to why every time a backup quarterback gets spoken about, that Colin Kaepernick's name comes up. Josh, do me a favor. We're going to play a game. Stop me if you hear a quarterback that you think, especially 2 or 3 years ago, was better than Colin Kaepernick. TJ Yates. Matt Schaub. Should I keep going? Okay, we're going to keep going. Josh Johnson. Mark Sanchez. Brock Osweiler. Landry Jones. Geno Smith. You get the point. C.J. Beathard, who is on a roster right now, by the way. He's the third-string quarterback for the 49ers. How many teams in the NFL have a quarterback who is worse than Colin Kaepernick? I don't know if he can play now. It's been 3 years. But on the outset, or the onset, I should say, of this whole thing, how many teams have a quarterback on their roster that's worse than Colin Kaepernick? I would bet a lot. I would bet almost most of them. Because even the Patriots, who generally only carry two quarterbacks, have Brian Hoyer as their backup. I'd probably take Cap. At least I'd strongly consider it. I don't know of any team that couldn't use his services. If he was willing to be a backup, was willing to take backup money, and was not going to be a distraction to the immediate quarterback room. The media that you're going to get off Colin Kaepernick is going to happen. No matter where he goes, what role he fills, what team he plays for, in what kind of political climate he plays for, in like a specific city, what coach he plays for, how much he plays, how little he plays, how much money he makes. All of those things are not going to impact his media draw, because we know what Colin Kaepernick, the person that he is, and what he entails. Again, I come back to, if there was a team in the league that could handle this, there's probably two of them. It's the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. And I don't know if Belichick wants it. I think Peterson could handle it. Am I crazy thinking this?
No, and I'm with you for the most part. There's one thing, though, that I do think, I look back and think, okay, maybe we need to consider, what if he does stink and you have to cut him right away? What are the repercussions for that? Because even if he stinks, we know that's not going to go away if you just cut him, because you're going to be considered the team that, yeah, you kind of gave him a chance, but not really.
If you cut him for football reasons, for objective reasons, You can stand by that. I think any team could sleep comfortably at night knowing we gave the guy a shot. He played in three preseason games. He wasn't good. He's got nothing left. Because for most guys, for probably 90% of all of professional sports, the league takes the game from you. You don't take the game away from yourself. Meaning that most guys retire, quote unquote, because they don't have a team that wants them anymore. You don't get Derek Jeter every day. You don't get Mariano Rivera farewell tour every day. You don't get the ability to retire with one team or one organization for a day. Most of the time, you end up like Cliff Floyd, who has said on multiple occasions, I never retired from Major League Baseball. The league retired from me.
But what if he's just a little bit worse than Kessler? And it's not necessarily apples to apples, because then you can point and say, well, Kaepernick's been out of the league for 3 years. He's kicking off a little bit of the dust now.
So your concern is not more that he stinks out loud. It's more that he stinks just enough to be Clayton Thorson.
Exactly, because I don't think Colin Kaepernick's going to come in there and he's going to be the worst thing I've ever seen at quarterback. I pretty much agree with you that I think he has a much higher ceiling than everything else that would be behind Wentz.
Did Clayton Thorson not put together one of the worst games you've ever seen? Listen, I know he's a rookie. I know it was his first game. But here's the thing. I watched that kid play for 3 years at Northwestern. I have never seen him go happy feet. The way he went happy feet in the pocket of that preseason game. I know he was playing with third string guys, but he was also going up against third string guys. And he looked like he was dancing on firecrackers. So, if they're equal, would you take Kaepernick or would you take Thorson? If they're equal.
I would take Kaepernick.
There you go. I know there's a lot of people that say, objectively, I'd take Thorson because he's a rookie. He's on rookie scale. You can teach him, all that good stuff. I get that argument. That argument's fine. We can go with that argument. And if you want to run with that argument, we'll run with that argument. That's fair. But if they're equal or Kaepernick's a little bit better, and again, he's willing to take that minimum pay to be the backup or to be the third string, I'd consider it. 610-632-0975. One more segment to go before we take a five-hour break and go to the Fanatic at 5 at 5 a.m. Josh Rabick's producing the show. He's also serving as co-host. You just heard him very briefly right there, but he's doing a tremendous job so far tonight. I am Tyler Zulli. We're taking you right up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine, making Everfresh juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try pineapple juice cocktail, peach lemonade, premium papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% strawberry watermelon and paradise punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
We're paying top dollar for your scrap. Armor Metals and Recycling wants all your metals, wires, engines, car parts, and more. Whether it's left over at the job site or left out at the curb, if it's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features tractor-trailer accessibility and two docks for unloading pallets, a 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we pay top dollar for catalytic converters. We make it convenient with our mobile service. If you have over 500 pounds of non-ferrous materials, we will load it, weigh it, pay it right at your site. Load up your truck and get paid cash now. Brass, copper, steel, cables, appliances, computers, and batteries, cast iron, and more. We have you covered. Call us today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School. Or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine, making Everfresh juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try pineapple juice cocktail, peach lemonade, premium papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% strawberry watermelon and paradise punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, it's Mike Fisinelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. The Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
We're paying top dollar for your scrap. Armor Metals and Recycling wants all your metals, wires, engines, car parts, and more. Whether it's left over at the job site or left out at the curb, if it's metal, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features tractor-trailer accessibility and two docks for unloading pallets, a 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we pay top dollar for catalytic converters. We make it convenient with our mobile service. If you have over 500 pounds of non-ferrous materials, we will load it, weigh it, pay it right at your site. Load up your truck and get paid cash now. Brass, copper, steel, cables, appliances, computers, and batteries, cast iron, and more. We have you covered. Call us today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School. Or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
Wake up with Alexa at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is the ultimate, most ultimate troll job I've ever seen in my entire life. Tweet today says, the Madden curse has taken it to the next level. Because if you remember, Antonio Brown is on the cover of Madden 19 in his Steelers gear. And one of the partners, I guess, in the game or whatever it is, the company is called Frostbite. That is fantastic troll work right there. Whoever put that together, well done. You deserve a raise or a Twitter follow or whatever. Good for you. Tyler Zulli, Josh Rabick hanging out with you until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We are, of course, discussing the Colin Kaepernick situation because I don't think it goes away. I don't even know at this point with Sudfeld being hurt at all. If it goes away this season, I think it's more likely that we'll be having this conversation in 10 weeks' time than we won't be. Because I get that Sudfeld did it on his non-throwing hand, and he had surgery, and he was saying he's thankful that he had the surgery and all that good stuff. But things happen. People regress. You can feel great one day and horrible the next. Things happen. You need a backup plan in place for the most important position in sports. Maybe the second most important position in sports. Because Joe Torti says this. This is one thing that I agree with him on 100%. If you get a perfect NHL goalie, the other team literally cannot win the game. So the second most important position in all of sports is the NFL quarterback. And Philadelphia has a quarterback, and we hate to say it, but it's true, who is injury prone. Broken ribs, broken back, torn ACL. I get that the torn ACL is a freak injury. And if he maybe gets in the end zone, we're talking about an MVP quarterback who already has a Super Bowl at 25 years old. And he does have a Super Bowl. He was on the team. He won a Super Bowl. But he wasn't at the helms. Nick Foles was. So to me, to have a backup quarterback who's capable of winning you a couple games when your starter is injury prone is majorly imperative. And right now, I don't know if the Eagles have that. I don't trust it. I definitely don't trust Clayton Thorson or Cody Kessler. I semi-trust Nate Sudfeld. The name blanked. I'm sorry. Josh looked at me like, dude, where are you going with this?
I was like, that was one heck of a pause there for effect.
My mind blank. Do you ever have that where your mind blanks and you know what you want to talk about, but you cannot get the words to come out?
Like 10 times a day.
Probably not the best situation to have when you're in our situation, you're in our job. But I semi-trust Nate Sudfeld. I zero trust Clayton Thorson and Cody Kessler. But apparently, the Eagles coaches do. Now, I don't know if the Eagles coaches are saying the right things because they're the Eagles coaches or if they truly believe it. And you heard what Doug Peterson said about the quarterback room and that Thorson and Kessler are going to get more reps and they're the guys for now. Now, Eagles quarterback coach Press Taylor followed up with that, and he was asked about his thoughts on Colin Kaepernick. And he said, I don't know if I can speak to Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback right now. I'm more focused on the guys we have in the building right now. I couldn't say I have evaluated his film recently, and I'm just continuing to focus on the guys we have here now. That's coach speak. He's watched Colin Kaepernick film. We all have. And especially coaches have because they have access to anything that he's sending him. And much like a guy without a job in our industry who wants to get in, they send demos to everybody that they can find. I guarantee you Colin Kaepernick has sent his tape to all 32 NFL teams. Guarantee it. So why would you not know what he's done? Is he in the best shape of his life? Is he still in quarterback shape? I don't know. Josh doesn't know. But I bet you Press Taylor knows. And I bet you Doug Peterson knows. At least to an extent. He may be saying these things to hype himself up. But I think to an extent, they know what Colin Kaepernick's got. And if they were to come out and say, we've seen it. We don't need it. Let's move on. All right. That's fine. But don't coach speak me. Don't say we're focused on the guys we have right now. Don't say I like our quarterback room. We're going to give more reps to these two guys. And then follow it up and say, if there's a hole and we need to address it, we will. Because Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman have never shied away from filling up a necessity and making the team stronger. They traded for Jay Ajayi midseason. Why? Because they felt like they needed a running back. They traded for Jordan Howard. Again, because they felt like they needed a running back. They drafted a running back in the second round. You traded for Nick Foles, not expecting much. Or you re-signed Nick Foles, I should say, not expecting much. And you got a lot for him. You need to invest in the backup quarterback position in this league. Unless you're the New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints. And probably the LA Chargers, because Philip Rivers doesn't miss games either. But there are 29 teams that need to invest in the backup quarterback position, and that includes the Jacksonville Jaguars, who signed Nick Foles to be their starter. There is never a time where you can look on the bench and go, yep, Josh Johnson's it, Mark Sanchez is it, Josh McCown's it. Well, maybe Josh McCown, but he's retired now. Geno Smith is it. We're good with that backup. We don't need to invest. That's really bad team management. Really bad team management. I don't know. I feel like I've been on this tirade tonight, and it's going to wrap up in about 3 minutes' time, but have I made at least clarity and made clear points as to why I'm on some kind of tirade tonight about the Phillies and the Eagles?
Right, and the way you described it, you kind of described it in a Nick Foles scenario where it's like, all right, quarterback's down. We need somebody that has an endless ceiling that can lead us forward. Now, let me ask you, let's just say in this hypothetical, it's a middle of the season Ben Roethlisberger, and let's just go back to Charlie Batch scenario. Do you still have that same feeling considering the question marks you have over the past 3 years not seeing him play?
I think so to an extent. I mean, listen, I need to see the guy on the field before anything happens. But the one thing that you said that I 100% agree with, in my backup quarterback, I'm not looking for the kitchen. I'm not looking for the garage. I'm looking for how low is your basement, how high is your attic? You said that, the ceiling. Because you need upside. You need potential. You need high reward type backup quarterbacks. Because, again, we talked about it all night. If your starting quarterback goes down, the chances that your season is shot, pretty darn good. But if you have a ceiling guy, like Nick Foles was a ceiling guy, but Nick Foles was also a basement floor guy. You might get basement Nick Foles, like we saw against the Raiders. You might get ceiling Nick Foles, like we saw against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC title game. You need that kind of quarterback to be your backup. Because if you're going to have Matt Schaub and TJ Yates and Josh Rosen, I'm out. You're not going to win games anyway. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. I appreciate everybody that stayed up late and hung out with us on a Sunday, taking you up until midnight. Unfortunately, the Philadelphia Soul did not capture the Arena Bowl. They fall to the Albany Empire in Arena Bowl 32. But Joe Torti.
Man, that's irritating.
It was. It was tough to watch because they had a chance. They had a chance to go up 14-0 and throw an interception. But Joe Torti with a tremendous call. Josh Rabick, you did a great job tonight on a multitude of shows and games. Can't thank you enough for all your work. Thank you all for hanging out with me.
Dude.
We will be, as Joe Torti likes to say, we'll be on a five-hour break. The Fanatic at 5 comes your way with Jamie Lynch and Bob Cooney starting at 5 a.m. I'll be back with you Saturday from 7 to 10 next Saturday. We'll have a lot of fun at that time. Until then, I'm Tyler Zuli. Have a good night. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.